evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 5 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. Hope everyone is having a great evening, and also I hope everyone is in the great holiday spirit as we give our honor and reference to all our Lord and Savior for this season, and also for the holiday season. We'd like to continue with our broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Trey Songz, entitled Neighbor, Know My Name.
Nobody, baby. A silent night
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 21 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. Another great song there coming from The Emotions, entitled What Do the Lonely Do for Christmas. Our next song coming up is coming from Dorothy Moore, entitled Misty Blue.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world. Of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I tried. Baby, will I say that I'm glad we're through? Deep in my heart, I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world.
Jump up. across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, babe? 'Cause that's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have to give. Account with seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all. I have to give.
cooking, and the children are fast asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream call.
Everyone, you are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 36 minutes before the hour, 36 minutes after the hour. I kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that celebrated birthday today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Lattimore, entitled, Let's Straighten It Out.
Happy birthday to you. Or sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Don't keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, sitting around pouting all day long. Now how in the hell do you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Something just wasn't right. When you turned your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. Now if you're tired, you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of let's straighten it out.
window, Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back, Joe Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old fake Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. Break a day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, Backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. And I like them to call me that. Bye.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 2 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this evening is Rainier Pollard.
Like the spring break contest they had, the MCs would be like, if you like to be in this contest, you want macho man, okay, no pussy bag, no marifesta bag. And I was mad at first, like I was like, do I need to create like a one-man parade and show some shit right now, you know, get authoritative. But I calmed myself down. I realized, you know, it's a mostly American audience anyway, what's everybody thinking? Better gay than Mexican. I mean, if you had to choose, if you had to choose, sit it down, man. Sit it down. But I realized, you know, it'd be a better idea if I just got my revenge by winning all the damn contests, you know. Before I continue, there's something you need to know. But beyond all of this clothing, there's some certified hard dark chocolate. Okay. I got so drunk off of free alcohol, I thought it was like my power source. Like I was unstoppable. You know, like get out of my way, motherfucker. This is my contest. I was winning them all. I do have to admit, though, they were mostly physical contests, and I was the only black guy. I felt like I was cheating. I'm being real with you. But there was this one contest that my other minority status helped me out a little bit more in. It started with the same shit, like, no pussy faggots, no maricon faggots, whatever. I don't condone those words, but it is kind of fun in that accent. You might want to try it. But basically, the rules were they needed 10 guys. We had to tie our hands behind our back. And the girls got to, like, dance and touch, whatever they want to do. And the last guy to get a boner wins. I couldn't make this shit up. I couldn't make that shit up. As much as I wanted to sit back and watch this one happen, right, I wanted to win them all, okay? About halfway into the competition, everything was going as planned. Most of the guys were rising like flies. Instead of dropping because they were getting erections, y'all. I'm so stupid. The girl I was matched up with wasn't only crazy drunk, she was crazy competitive. I've never had titties rubbed in my face so violently before. You know, they was on both of my cheeks, they was big, you know, it was overpowering. I just don't feel like I've ever been prepared for the power of the titty before. You know, I'm pretty sure her right nipple had scraped my eyes. I feel like pretty funny. They was like blocking my peripherals because they was on both sides. The whole world felt dark to me. I started to get claustrophobic. Long story short, they disqualified me because I passed out. But wait, I had made it past the titties, y'all. I made it past the titties. It was just that she started to get a little desperate, right? And she stood up on my lap. And she had put her right leg over my shoulder. And it was, my coochie was in my face. I was in my face. And I was like, why does it smell like that? What's that? Told me they don't all smell like that. But I'm not taking any risks, y'all, man. I'm not taking any risks. You know? And my friend tried to call me out. You know, he was like, wait a minute. Don't you have to deal with doo-doo anyway? And you tell y'all something, okay? If it smells like doo, I just say no. All the good bottoms No. No heavy starches or carbohydrates for me 4 to 6 hours before I'm supposed to be sipping on your back. You better know that. You know.
One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said that, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. Would fill up in the well, but my eyes are, baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And reached out your hand. You help me. You help me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
It was Christmas Eve. I met Santa hitchhiking. He was down on his knees. He got in my car. I could see he was crying. He said, times ain't been this hard since 1929. Toymakers on a scrap. I don't have enough toys. Gonna be a sad Christmas for some of these little girls and boys. I got to make some time up. I've been traveling by day. You see, Rudolph's nose went out. He couldn't even lead the way. I got the blues. We'll be right back. my toes. Got blisters on my feet. Somebody stole my sled. I've been walking almost a week. Now all of my reindeer went back to the North Pole. They said I don't make enough money to be running.
Chance, so don't be scared. Should I say it? Should I say it?
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
See you haven't changed.
evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our news is coming from Northern Ireland. Our first news is coming from Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland lifts the ban on same-sex couples adopting. Same-sex couples and unmarried couples in Northern Ireland are now eligible to adopt children, and the Supreme Court ruled this week. Health Minister Edwin Poots had challenged an earlier decision by a court to extend adoption rights to same-sex couples, but the Supreme Court has ruled that his case doesn't meet the criteria for appeal. A Department of Health spokesman said, quote, following the Court of Appeal judgment in June 2013, unmarried couples, including same-sex couples, and those in a civil partnership may apply to adopt. The final decision regarding the granting of an adoption order will lie with the court, end quote. The law, as it stood before, meant that the single gay or lesbian people could apply to adopt a child in Northern Ireland, but a couple in a civil partnership could not. In other news, we have news from Australia. The Court of Australia rules against marriage equality, invalidates new same-sex marriages. 27 newlywed couples will have their marriages annulled after the Australian High Court ruled the country's new marriage equality law unconstitutional. Marriage equality went into effect in Australia last weekend, prompting 27 couples to marry at the earliest opportunity they could. But the High Court ruled that the law was inconsistent with the Federal Marriage Act and did not come through the federal government and was therefore unconstitutional. Miserable as this is, the couples who were married in Canberra say the decision won't get them down. Ivan Hinton and his partner Chris were one of the first couples to take advantage of the brief chance to marry in the act last weekend. Ahead of High Court's decision, Mr. Hinton said they do not regret a thing. Quote, the amazing thing for us, the unexpected thing for us is the community, end quote, he said. Quote, the love that we receive from Canberra, and this is something that, regardless of what happened here in the High Court, it was a celebration in the past week. Quote, we've been pulled up in the streets. We've been shaken by the hand, congratulated by people that we've never met before, end quote. All my love and respect to couples who are holding their heads high in spite of such ignorant decision. Time to work on the federal government to get marriage passed for good. In other news, we have a headliner for what is the most homophobic state in the U.S. If you guess Mississippi, you're right. A study published by the New York Times considered a number of different factors to determine the states that are the least tolerant of LGBT people. Data included support for marriage equality, number of LGBT people who are out, and how long it takes them to come out, and other factors. Other states alongside Mississippi were less tolerant were Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. According to the study, Rhode Island was the most tolerant, along with New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and the District of Columbia. This concludes our musical broadcast. This concludes our news broadcast. We're going to return to our musical broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Sheba Potts, entitled "I Need a." The next song coming up is coming from Karen Wolf, entitled "Mr. Claus Is Cheating on Me."
Regret that he hurt you.
You must regret the
with you. Gave you swag and a duffel bag. You left the best you had. Now you're gonna act like that. I got you right. I changed your life. Suicide.
Is your bib, or that you call me daddy and my house is your crib. And if he cries, I know how to control that. Give him some bottles of his Conjure cognac just to shut him up. She said you wasn't half the man I am, so I guess she had to double up. He's still trying to get back like the soldiers, dreaming and it's time to wake him up like Folgers. I just hold her, you used to put a loader shit up on her brain, but you lame, now it's over. I keep her by my side like a holster. I plan to make a full house and I ain't talking about poker, but I might poke her and just stroke her, cause I'm about to treat her like a real man supposed to. Luda! Ha! I know you regret it, homie. You dropped your dime and I picked it up.
Back in the back. When they try to keep you happy, they just try to keep you satisfied. Mr. Big Sir, tell me, who do you think you are? Mr. Big Sir, you're never gonna get my love.
I'm so close, but you're so far. You don't know me at all. You say that I'm perfection, but pay attention to my flaws. Girl, I'm a player, a max, it's true. And if it's not one, then girl, it's two. Not saying I'm gonna change the game for you, but you make me wanna give it all to you. Girl, you know
sideshows looking for a main attraction. I'm done with typos, what you did won't be no attraction. I'm a man of action, and baby now I'm on the move. I'm busting through these other dudes, pushing to discover you, ushering another mood. Treat you like my stuff, I got you wetter than my jumper do, and we suffer too. Love is war, but this is raw, I ain't saying I'm in love with you. To potential, no bother with credentials. Push your names together, that's law firm potential. But baby, let's take it slow, shorty. Let me take you home, get naughty. Then we de-roll, get to biting on your earlobes. Hot nasty, beat rolls, get dirty on a clean floor. Once I get an opening, I slam it home, de-roll. Proof you the solution in my mind. Move the X to the side, girl, I'm solving for Y. Oh, you.